Welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for Alpaca People. Great to see you again. And welcome. Oh, we're having fun and games here, trying to get a delivery delivered. This is the hard food delivery. Literally, hard food delivery. There's been a bunch of reasons. Wrong size lorry. Somebody didn't like the idea of turning in a little bit tight. Okay. And then wrong size tail lift. And it was too heavy and it had to be split. And it just went on and on and on. So we're a week late now. Trying not to be frustrated too much. And now it's going to arrive later today in the rain. Ah, so disappointed, but there we are. These kind of things come up and we have to work out how to deal with them. Where do you put this level of frustration? Who do you shout at? Do you not shout at anybody? How do you stay suitable? What's appropriate in a situation like this? And there's no absolutely right answer, and it's going to vary with people and situations and all the rest of it. Now, I did start early with my order, so this is... it's just as well. This wasn't planned that there was going to be a problem, but I'm glad I started early, because I've still got food, but it's now getting to the point where it's not that many more days, and we don't have any. So... yeah, anyway, this whole thing of being resilient, is rolling with the punches and all that kind of stuff, and being able to bounce back, important lessons to learn, important things that we need to develop, because with animals there's always something that's unexpected, there's always something that you hadn't thought of or hadn't been planned for, and just stuff happens, it does. And the weather's been interesting, continues. Now, it hasn't been intruding. We've had a lot of weather. There's been presence of the weather, but it hasn't been intruding too much. We've got the two girls in their coats and keeping eyes on the others just to see whether there's any more coats needed. But we're okay. There was one I was thinking we might have to. She was soaking wet and she was staying away. I don't know, they're a bit twitched about something. I can't quite work out what it is. There was a fox around the other day in the field nearby. I clapped my hands and chased it off. It was a bit surprised, the fox. And the alpacas were, whoa, what's that? What's that? As this thing was kind of busying itself around the edge of their field. It wasn't mainstream to where they were, but it was busying itself. And I've been capturing on the camera, the wildlife camera, been capturing fox movements around. I've been moving the camera around a bit to see what's going on, see where they're coming in and what they're up to. And so there are foxes around. I don't think it's quite as many. Difficult to tell, but they look quite healthy in the picture. I don't think they're eating my alpaca food. They're not eating my alpacas for sure. So the alpacas are doing pretty well and with their coats on. It's really funny with, you know, having to straighten the coats and things. And when they've been down on the bank, it's the last vestiges of the afternoon sun down the bank on the next to the lake. And sometimes they'll come back a bit earlier, but they've been trying to get as much of the sun that's there when it has been present. And so we've been watching their progress, slow progress. Oh, he's there, and they kind of start moving. And some of them will hurry on, and then they kind of stop and they stand and stare across the lake at me to try and work out, so what's next? Because I'm mixing food or I'm picking up a bag or whatever it is. And they're going, well, he's not in the right place to give us the food, so we'll hold. We'll walk slowly. And there are some that are right at the back. And Hermione's slow, bless her. She is just anyway, but she's at the back. She's also avoiding me. She's funny. She's got a really strong sense of where I am at all times. She's watching, watching, watching. And she hangs back. And the other day she was there, and okay, she's not coming down. She's up. The rest of them are down. She's not getting any food here because she's watching me. And I seem to be blocking it. So I went up and try and scoop behind her. And I think, no, I'm going this way. I'm going this way. And she ran off. Well, she hurried off. It was more of a hurry than a run. But she went off, ran the other side of the stable and came in the other route. She wasn't going to let me get round her and behind her. Every time I look at her, she's kind of going, oh, is Mike... Do you know, the other day it was really funny because it had been a bit more blowy. The wind was a bit stronger. And when they turn, they tend to turn their back ends into to the wind. I can understand that. It's a bit of protection or whatever. Anyway, so they were grazing, but the wind had blown up the coat, both of Alice and Hermione. And so I had to straighten them both. But Hermione knew this, and she kind of knows. I know my coat is not quite straight, so he's going to do something. So I'm going to keep away from him. And it's just such a deliberate strategy that she's following, keeping out of my way. It's funny. But when I kind of do get close enough, and I don't move, and she'll stand and she'll let me straighten the coat, and then I really say, I think she really appreciates it when it's in a good place. Or is that just me? It looks tidy. It's not just tidiness though; it's the coverage, just making sure that her back end is covered as far as possible, and that she's protected from as much rain as possible. Because you never know; it's kind of dry when we do the feeding, and then by the time middle of the night, early hours of the morning, there can easily be a downpour. And so I'm just trying to give her maximum protection through the night. I'm not sure it's completely... Okay, I think she appreciates the benefit of it. I don't think she appreciates the process. So there are things... What are we doing with our alpacas that we... You know, they get the benefit. We're feeding them. Okay, so we have to move them between fields, or we have to move them, get them in, we're putting the food out, we don't want to arrange, and there's a few we want to check on, we want to make sure they get enough food, or we want to check on something, pull out some bramble that's got tangled in the fleece. I haven't had any of that recently, actually. It's interesting. Probably later. Later in the winter, when there's not much else around. So, when there are things that we need to do that are not quite enjoyed, shall we say, How do we manage those things? And I think it's trying to find a way of being trusted. Even when you're doing things that they don't like, how can we do them? What's the speed? What's the manner that we do it? You know, the quick grab. There's a time for a quick grab. That you know, you've got a dangerous situation, and you need to get some. You know, there are times, but they're really, really small number of times when that's appropriate. Most of the time, we need to think about what we're doing. We need to measure what we're doing. Now, don't creep around, because they don't like that either. They feel like they're being stalked. Something happened and I suddenly came from a different direction. I've been getting some hay out of the hay store, and it's been a bit colder, so I've been wearing my hat. I just look a bit different. They look at me a little bit strangely. I would have thought they'd got used to it by now, but no, they don't like this hat completely. They're not sure. Anyway, I twitched them as I came round, and there was a little... One jumped, one rushed, and then all of a sudden, everyone in the stable was rushing for the doorway and started to squeeze out. Whoa, calm down. So I just calmed them with my voice and my presence. I kind of blocked the doorway, so that slowed them down. But it's that reassurance, you know, don't rush, don't... Shout, do it gently, do it quietly, but definitely. That's the word I'm looking for. Definitely. Be intentional about what you're doing and do it in a definite manner. So there's this kind of sweet spot somewhere in the middle there, and it's never going to be perfectly right for all of them all of the time. But how we approach doing those things is learnt over time. And by making mistakes. Oh, do you know, I'd like not to learn by making mistakes. Can we do that? Can we try it without the mistakes? It would be nice, but it's not the way it is. And we need to be relaxed. We need to be resilient with those situations where we go, oh, that wasn't the best, was it? Okay, next time. And those things get filed away so we can carry on growing in our knowledge, our experience, and also our confidence. Because I think that's one of the things that's the biggest simplifying factor and ease for everything we're doing with the alpacas is that we are confident enough, not overconfident. No, sweet spot in the middle again. But it's finding that way where you've got enough confidence, where you know, I can stand back, I can leave that, or I need to step in and do something here. I was trying to find a way of kind of encapsulating that and saying, this is the rule to follow. It's not quite like that. It's more of an art than a science. It's more of something that you learn over time. It's an instinct that's refined and becomes a really good part of your tool bag. How to approach things, how to read the situation, because they're moving, there's a group of them, there's one in particular you want, and I'm closing the door of the stable this end, and they're rushing around to get out the door the other end. So how do you do that? You know, how do you make sure that they're getting a little bit panicky. Oh, okay, bring the temperature down, slow everything down. Don't let it escalate. There are times when you need to be quick. As I said, there are times when you need to step in and there's a grab as little as possible, and let's find a different way other than grabbing. How can we kind of contain an animal without having to restrain inappropriately? How do we avoid causing them to feel stressed more than is already there and is more than is necessary? I can't answer that question for you other than I've given you some clues. So when you think about your animals, or you think about the kind of the process, so you think about interactions with people as well, how do you manage those things? How do you approach them in a way that is kind, that is generous, in a way that is appropriate for the individuals that you're engaging with, and for finding a way that is going to work? It's going to get you to the end point, but it's not going to cause damage longer term to relationships or to expectations, or, you know, we got a little something going on. And Hermione is watching me all the time, and I just think that's going to happen. While she's got a coat on, she's going to do that. And when she hasn't got a coat on, she'll be worrying that I'm watching, deciding whether to put a coat on her or not. That's just her, actually. That's how she is. We have an understanding. We have a delightful relationship. And we work around all those things. Some are totally oblivious and blasé. They just kind of wander around and look a bit vacant and a bit calmless. And others, they're really sharp and they're kind of... And then you got some that are pretty on edge most of the time. Nona, that's just how she is. She is on edge most of the time. She tends to hang back. She's the last one to come down. She keeps blocking the way. When they're coming around the lake and they come around to come in because I've got the food out, they've seen me move and they see me go to the stable and they say, oh yes, it is feed time. And then they come around the side between the hay store and the stable. There's a little passageway kind of thing. And at the edge of that, Nona will stand right and block the way and cause a real traffic jam because she's thinking, how do I decide whether to go up or down? Is he going to feed up on the field or is he just doing them on the stable? I don't want to miss out. But she doesn't want to be in the wrong place. And she wants to be where I'm not. I haven't trim my toenails more than often because of a twist on her foot, but I don't know that... Anyway, we have an understanding, but she also keeps an eye on me. I've got all these worried alpacas. I'm going to get paranoid, aren't I, about what they think about me, how they approach me. I must be doing something wrong, but I don't think I am, because I'm keeping awareness, and that's the thing, just to keep adjusting, keep in mind, and then sometimes you're going for the least worst option rather than a good one. Sometimes there is no good option here. It's at least worst. Well, the girls are just starting to appear. They're wandering around from... And be fed with the water's been there again, and they're funny. They stand in this water in the coldest of weather, and they'll gather, and they do like that. This is the corner of the what used to be the stocking pond when it was a fishing lake, and the drainage channel which stops the road flooding. But they stand in this bit, and it's still got water in it at the moment, and they're enjoying that. So yeah, so thinking about how you approach things, how you approach people, trying to be kind, trying to be generous, trying to read the situation and do the best you can and then learn from it and file that away for future reference. It's a skill, it's an acquired thing, and it's never going to be 100% accurate and 100% perfect, but we can certainly try and get better. And that's my plan. I'm going to do it better today. That's what I'm going for. So there we go. So hopefully my feed will arrive at some point. Oh, well, that's a saga. I'd like it to be finished. I'm sure it will be. But
update. My delivery came. And it came before the rain. That was really... I appreciate that. That was good. I'm glad that happened. So I managed to unload it all, move it up from there. I had to go and get the tractor. And then bring it up to the store and put it away. So we got there in the end. It's an interesting challenge to fit into somebody else's process, and they've got other priorities. They've got another agenda to mine. And when am I the customer? Am I the customer of the people doing the final delivery? I feel like I'm often less of a customer. So we have to find a way to interact with people's processes. Which kind of fits with the other things we've been talking about. So there you go. If you can, relax. Go spend some time with your alpacas or somebody else's alpacas or my alpacas. I hope you've enjoyed being with me. Catch you again soon. Take care for now. Bye.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.